Hey, Lex Coach Mike, LexCoachMike.com. This is a preview of the full podcast we did, our first podcast with Coach John Galvin from Colorado, traditional MCLA power. We're trying to expand the horizons here and get some of these top MCLA coaches as well as more guys in the western part of the United States. You know, I've done a lot of these podcasts, man, well over 100. And this guy's attention to detail and his passion, this is a dynamic coach. This preview, as well as the article, is kind of interesting, man, brought to you by our friends at Crossover. You know, 5 years ago, we found a lot of teams that were coming out of a face-off and then going right into an offensive look. I hesitate to call it a play, you know, and then Rick Soule was talking to us about, you know, Navy coming out of a transition or a face-off right into a pass-down, pick-down, or a backside pick. You know, so not only do you need a look before you sub off a face-off, but now coaches are running the same thing in transition. And let me explain, you know, transition is not fast break. You know, transition is when guys are coming down the field and it's not yet been settled. So a lot of the NCAA coaches have a play or a look that they're running out of there. And it might be a two-man game. You know, if it takes you 20 seconds to get it down, maybe this offensive look is a total of 20 seconds. But if your D-middies and your poles and your LSMs are bringing it down, you've already practiced what's going to happen when they bring the ball down if it's not a traditional, you know, 4v3 break. And at Colorado, you know, it's kind of interesting. He's going to bring it down. The middie's going to come. He's going to bang it to an adjacent outside attackman. And that attackman's first look is to dodge or get the time and space. If it's not there, they use a terminology, Colorado spike. And when you hear the term spike, the attackman is going to roll up a little bit and turn and pass back to a middie who's immediately going to go into an invert. But where most traditional inverts, you want to put that middie, or a lot of guys put that middie back at X, here they're running that middie just a little north-south, kind of a wing dodge, maybe slightly behind GLE. He's going to do a jab step or something to get his hands free, and then bang, he's going to go to the cage from kind of a non-traditional area. You know, he's really not driving from up top. He's not driving from X. Anyway, interesting how the philosophies in lacrosse change. You know, when your team comes down in transition or the other guys aren't settled, have a look. And now, in this case, the look is a dodge from the attackman right into a spike or a pass back to an inverted middie, and then we're going to let that guy work. Might even be a two-man game. Might even be redirected across the top to the other weak side. I mean, whatever it turns out to be. Very interesting philosophy. Love this coach. Here he is, Coach John Galvin, explaining this look, if you will, in his own words.
In that situation where, again, we put them on a clock, you know, it's always about 20 seconds by the time that we get the ball from a goalie to a pole down to the attack is about 20 seconds to, you know, get a shot off. And, you know, we want to kind of push that ball in transition and get an opportunity. And, you know, I think a lot of teams, you know, especially, you know, even in our league, and when you watch a lot of Division I games now on ESPN, I mean, they're so good at the 6-on-6 settled defense. I mean, it's tough. I mean, you got great athletes at the defensive middy zone, and, you know, most of the guys aren't going to dodge on a long stick anymore. So, you know, that takes someone out of the game. So you're trying to create something, you know, when teams aren't quite settled. And that was kind of our big philosophy. And, you know, even being out here, you know, I work at a Pac-12 institution, and, you know, everyone always kind of talks about the Oregon mentality and how fast it is, and, you know, it's hard for teams to prepare for them. And, you know, again, that's kind of our thought process, that, you know, if we can push the ball in that 20 seconds and keep that momentum going throughout that offensive set and, you know, quickly run, you know, our middies off on a change if we had to or get subs on, you know, we're not really waiting on the ball. And, you know, when we spin it, we spin the ball, catch our, you know, again, we have terms for everything. You know, we kind of use the Western terminology of our rodeos and cowboys, and, you know, we send our cowboys straight into the goal and, you know, try to get a dodge. And so, you know, we're trying to, again, create, and, you know, it probably gives our defensive coordinator some gray hairs at most times, but, again, you know, we're trying to create on a constant, all angles of the field, whether or not we're in transition, whether or not we're on offense. So, you know, the offensive side, you know, again, it starts. And I think, you know, even just listening to Coach Tiffany's, you know, podcast with you, it's, you know, it starts with our poles. It starts with our transition guys. They've got to get the ball up the field and move it quick and, you know, be able to stay on the field and be a threat. So, again, you know, we're trying to, you know, emulate some of those programs. And, you know, again, we've tried to, you know, continue to grow our situation here where, you know, I think when our staff first came in, we just kind of felt like we wanted to do something different. And I think, you know, we're
John,
so fortunate.
Can I ask you a couple of questions about this?
Sure, go ahead.
You know, I was really surprised. I think maybe right when we started this project, like 5 years ago, you know, one of the first interviews we did was with the Syracuse guys. And I was a little surprised in that any time they won a face-off, they had a look that they went into before they subbed, you know?
Right.
And I mean, I hesitate, you know, I'm not a big play guy, and I hesitate to use the word play.
Right.
But they had a look, you know, and whether that was, you know, bringing it down and banging it through X to get it to the weak side into a pass and pick or a backside cut or, you know, off a pick or, I mean, whatever it turned, I mean, back in those days, teams weren't running picks 5 years ago the way they are now, but, you know, some kind of look. And I thought that was ingenious because it kind of, and then they would sub.
Sure.
You say transition, we're going to bring it down and maybe it's not there right away and
right.
Maybe we're going to go to a hinge through X or whatever it is.
Right.
What kind of and I know, you know, Ricky Soule, you know, at Navy now, he kind of bangs it through X and then they go right into a pass and pick with a backside pick. And if those two aren't there, then they pull it out. Is this like a, this word, this transition period? And, you know, when a lot of high school coaches and rec coaches hear transition, they think fast break. You know, it's
right.
Really not a fast break. It's how can we capitalize on a one man advantage even in a 4 or 5 second, you know, window?
Right. Well, you know, even when we kind of get into if it's a 4v4, if it's a 5v5, I mean, it, you know, those are sets that, again, they're odd sets. So, you know, if you're in a 4v4, whether or not, you know, you're in a box diamond, something, someone's got to either slide from an adjacent, someone's got to help from an adjacent. Even if you're in a, you know, a two, you know, counting from kind of GLE and up, if you're in kind of a 2-3-ish box of some sort, you know, kind of an umbrella type look in a 5v5 set, I mean, at some point, someone's going to have to kind of, you know, step into a lane to try to help. And if they don't, you know, again, we're trying to teach our guys to turn the corner. So, you know, our biggest philosophy with that is that, you know, we don't want to bring the ball through X. And the reason being is that we want to create above GLE. I mean, we're not going to score any goals behind the goal. So if we can take away that one pass that maybe goes from X, and if we can make that pass above GLE. So, you know, for instance, our, you know, maybe our midi comes down, you know, throws an early look to one of our attackmen, you know, and it's great when, you know, we're not getting pressed, you know, at the wings. And, you know, that attackman, really what we tell them is to curl upfield and go. I mean, that's our first and foremost look is, you know, our attackman turning a corner and trying to get to, you know, what we call as a block is just, you know, kind of that 7-7 spot, you know, or maybe just outside of it where he can turn the corner. And, you know, most likely it's whichever way the ball's coming, it's a strong lefty or strong righty. You know, as he comes and turns up the field and we set that down seal with that midi, you know, again, we've got two options. One, we turn the corner and shoot. And in another great situation is that we can turn and spike the ball, which is just kind of our, you know, across the body look and back to our midi who threw the ball down. And now we've got an invert situation. So we've got two situations that, you know, again, kind of create two guys that have to play something. So if we turn the ball upfield, we turn and look to shoot and turn the corner. If we have to maybe, you know, if we catch an adjacent where he has to kind of come down, maybe we have a, you know, something upfield. But again, once we turn and spike, you know, and that guy continues on his way through towards the backside, you know, again, we, you know, inverts are kind of part of the game where if you think about any 6-on-6 invert, you know, a team either goes into, you know, a single man slide, they might go into a zone, they might go into some type of box and one. They might go into something. So everyone always has something for an invert. But if you can get that on transition, I mean, it seems that, you know, nobody necessarily has anything ready for an invert in transition that all of a sudden now creates, you got to go from an adjacent, you got to go from somewhere. Now, again, there is some personnel with that. I mean, I think all our D-middies and transition guys are, you know, are capable of doing that. And, you know, we're fortunate to have that. But again, as you look into the realm of, you know, Division One or even D3, I mean, you watch some of the games from this past weekend or weekend before, and you see some of these, you know, defensive middies. I mean, they're pretty darn good athletes. I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure if they caught one of the offensive guys who maybe isn't the best defensive player on a low wing dodge, it's going to be a pretty tough dodge for them to stop. And, you know, our D-Middie is kind of understanding, you know, we want to take a good shot if we get that opportunity. And, you know, we want to be kind of in a corner or miss position where, one, we challenge the goalie. You know, we don't want to put a ball into a, you know, into a stick side high type easy, you know, basically a turnover type shot that the ball gets now jammed back down our throat and now we have to get back on D. And,
well, and
again,
that's a danger. That's a danger.
But that's, exactly. And you got to, you know, I remember hearing John Donowski speak at, you know, the IMLCA conference, you know, this was a while back, and, you know, some of his things was, you know, the beginning of the year, you got to kind of bite your tongue a little bit. And, you know, the more you kind of, you know, say, oh, don't do this and don't do that, the guys will never do it. You know, and so it's almost like you got to teach them kind of the right looks and teach them the right reads and kind of reacting to their own instincts. And again, that's kind of our piece to transition where, you know, we have one attackman turning up, and let's say we have a guy who's been down in defense with that side for now a minute 45. You know, our attackmen have to be smart enough to kind of read that. Even if they do spike it and the guy's not quite ready to kind of go, you know, we have more middies now kind of slamming straight down at them, ready to catch, you know, kind of those north-south dodges, you know, maybe even a two-man game with that same side where we catch another middie, he throws it back up to him, and he can set a quick little upseal. So we kind of can continue to run this little game on one side all along, where now we even have guys subbing, and we have maybe one guy coming out of the box. And I think even last year you saw Penn do it quite a bit where, you know, they would throw kind of a ball across the field and catch a guy out of the box, and, you know, he's at full speed, and now you have a...
Anyway, man, Lax Coach Mike, hope you got all that. Check out the article section, humbled by your support of my site. Thank you so much. Continue trying to bring you good content. Special thanks to our friends at Crossover.